Hello, Podcast Land. Thank you for joining me for the third holiday song that I'm revisiting. And it's All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey. Now, little did 24-year-old Mariah Carey know that when she quickly co-wrote this song and recorded it, that it would become such a popular holiday song. Did you know that Mariah Carey originally did not even want to record this song? It might have been one of the biggest mistakes of her life had she missed that opportunity. I saw this post today and it said, "I cannot believe I am from a generation who paid for ringtones. If this little rectangle made a single sound these days, I'd smash it up." Who can relate? We don't even want our phones to make a noise anymore. But there once was a time where we paid for ringtones, you guys. And actually, All I Want for Christmas was the first ringtone to go certified double platinum. I didn't even know that happened with ringtones. But anyway, it was very popular. And it's the first and only holiday single to be certified diamond. And it's the 11th best-selling single of all times. You guys know the song. I hope you enjoy listening to Maggie talk about how she was pregnant and anticipating her baby, and that's all she wanted for Christmas that year. In this episode with Maggie Olson, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I have a question. What is your favorite song, and how do you connect with it? Is it when you fell in love or through something really difficult? I'm your host, Tiffany Mason. Now join me as I interview others and we take a walk down memory lane with them. Let's get lost in why that music matters to them. Turn up your radio and let's explore memories with a beat.
Hello, Podcast Land. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Memories with a Beat. And today I have Maggie Olson with me and her little babushka. How old is he now? 7 weeks?
8 weeks. 8 weeks today.
8 weeks. Oh my yes. Goodness. So if you hear some little grunts or some little, it's our little friend sitting over there with his mama. Okay. So Maggie, if you wouldn't mind, tell my audience where you are, what you got going on, what you do to keep yourself busy.
So I am from Wisconsin. I am about halfway between Milwaukee and Green Bay.
I don't know if you know this. I'm from Minnesota, so we cheer Vikings.
Oh, my husband is from Minnesota, so I don't watch football.
Fair enough.
So yeah, we're the home of the Packers, but you know, I live in a little town. Everybody knows the sausage Johnsonville. That's where I live, is in that little town.
Interesting.
I can see the plant from our front of our house.
Cool.
Yes, it's kind of crazy. We can smell the sausage being smoked certain days of the week. Kind of gross, kind of cool. But yes, so we live in Johnsonville, which is also really close to Kohler. So toilet seat, toilet central over here, all the things, all the cool things. And we have two kids. Jackson, he's 8 weeks old, and then Maida is almost 4. And then I am a photographer, yogi, business coach, a little bit of everything all in the mix there. Photography has been around the longest. I've owned that business for 14 years and then added the yoga studio about 5 years ago. And then that closed last fall. And then I started a coaching business. So I've been able to connect with business owners and just help them grow their business, which is really cool. That I have that job, I can be home with the littles and do all that stuff. It's really kind of the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I agree. Me doing the podcast business has been really nice for the same reason, to be able to be home and be available for my daughter and my son, who still lives at home, and still get to fill my cup and take care of fun things that I think are fun.
Exactly.
So Maggie and I are actually in a mastermind together with Carly, who was on the podcast a couple of episodes ago.
And she sang an original song called Home, if you guys caught that. And so I thought, you know, maybe we should do some Christmas songs for the month of December. So I put it out there on Facebook, and Maggie replied in like 1 minute flat, I think. And I know that feeling, because, right, like I said, who likes Christmas songs and has some great memories? Would you like to be a guest on my podcast? And she replied back so quickly, but that's because that song entered her brain and those memories flooded her brain. And she was like, oh yeah, I got some stuff to talk about. And that's just kind of how music is, right, Maggie?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. And I feel like you could give me just about any genre of music and I could probably pick, you know, a handful of songs that are like, oh my gosh, this memory, that memory, all that stuff.
Well, in the holiday spirit, what song did you pick? And then you feel free to go into, you know, why you connect with that song or those memories that were so strong for you when you saw that post.
So, you know, initially the first song that popped into my mind, which is the one that I went with, is All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey, which might be the most annoying song ever, but also, like, I feel like it's just the most fun song ever, too. Like, just thinking about it, I hear the music in my mind and, like, just makes me want to start dancing, you know, just, like, brings a good, warm feeling. I remember, you know, like, as a kid when that song came out, you know, dancing around with my little sister in our house, but probably the memories that stick out the most to me are 4 years ago when I was pregnant with our daughter. Her birthday is the 14th of December, so, you know, it got to Thanksgiving and I got to that point in pregnancy where I was like, okay, all right, we're at the end, we're almost there, like, how much longer? And I just remember, you know, playing that song like on repeat, thinking, yes, all I want for Christmas is this baby out of my belly. And it just is such
a little different spin.
Yeah. And, you know, like I knew she probably wasn't going to come on Christmas, but also one of those things like, oh my gosh, really all I want for Christmas is you. And like, yes, please don't be in my belly on Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Podcast Land. Have you finished your list for Santa yet? Well, there's one more thing you might want to add. It's the Fifine USB condenser podcast microphone. And it's actually very affordable. So if you want great sound, but you don't want to break the bank, I would recommend the Fifine USB condenser podcast microphone. It makes me sound great on all these fabulous podcast episodes, and it'll have you rocking around the tree on Christmas morning. Feliz Navidad. And on the flip side, it's a great microphone for anybody who may be thinking about starting a podcast. So if someone on your list has visions of sugar plums, starting a podcast, because baby, it's cold outside, dancing in their head, this is the microphone that could have them realize the dream of having a podcast. You got it. The shopping link is in the show notes. So let us know, let us know, let us know. Okay, enough with the holiday talk. Let's get back to the show.
You mentioned your sister and you dancing to it. How old were you then?
Oh my gosh. Did that song came out in like the mid 90s, right? I think maybe. I don't know.
Let's see. 1994.
Yeah, that's better. Okay. So yeah, 1994, if it came out then, yeah, I would have been 9 and my sister would have been 4-ish. So yeah, okay. Definitely just fun, like, dancing around in the morning before school, you know, like getting ready. I can hear my mom saying, will you two just get ready and get on the bus already? You're gonna miss the bus, go.
Was your house a musical house, Maggie?
Yeah, I would call it a musical house. My mom would probably say no, but I always feel like there was just lots of music and, you know, somebody always singing and dancing. And so that's always, you know, a fun memory. I know a lot of road trips in the car with the tape deck, and you know, like the Bangles were some of our favorite tapes, and
oh yes,
yeah, so just a lot of like
chips.
Yes, I love that song. It's my favorite song.
Oh yeah, who doesn't? Yeah, when I hear that song, I think about Skate Town skating.
Mm-hmm, oh, that's too mm-hmm. funny. I think of road trips to grandma's house when
well, yeah, if you guys had it on tape and you're used to, you know, pushing it in and
Yep.
Oh, did you guys have like holiday traditions that, like, you know, on the way to grandma's house you're listening to this song, or was it just that Mariah Carey was like so pretty and popular at the time? Because if you were only 9 or 10, easily you could have been looking up to her. So what do you think the draw was with Mariah Carey herself?
I think it was probably just that it was just a fun, like, upbeat song. And, you know, being 9 or 10 with a 4-year-old sibling, like, that was, you know, just something fun to, like, both of us kind of get along, you know, for the minutes of the song. Although we got along pretty well. So it was, you know, it was one of those just kind of a fun little thing that I remember us doing.
Yes. Oh, I love that so much. I think that that song is like the number one Christmas song. I think I've read that, heard that, whatever. And it's probably the mm-hmm. same thing for all of us. It is just like such a great upbeat song. And you're applying it to like, I'm super pregnant. All I want for Christmas is this baby. All I want for Christmas is you. And other people are relating it to being in love. And I mean, I would relate it to my son, like, all I want for Christmas is you, just come home for Christmas, because he lives in Orlando now, and that's kind of a new thing, I mean, within the last year and a half, and it's in how many movies?
Right. Oh my gosh, yeah, it's all over. It's all over.
Yes, it's very iconically Christmas. So when you guys were little, did you live in Wisconsin? Are you born and raised Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. We were both born and raised in Wisconsin. We lived in Eau Claire, so northwestern Wisconsin, when I was little. My family is all from over there. And then when I was like a year old, or I don't know, 6 months old, we moved here to this side of the state. And I grew up in Waldo. So, you know, we've always been over here, for as long as I can remember anyway.
Yeah. When you hear this song, are you ever thinking of your husband? Is there an outing that you guys did where you had this song? Or is there a holiday, like you guys always cook or make cookies or something like that where you're playing it? Or is there any new traditions that you're starting with Maida and Jackson?
So, yes, I definitely, the first year that we were dating, definitely he would come to mind, you know, when I'd hear the song. But now, really, I feel like it's our whole little, like, family that like comes to mind, where it's like, oh yeah, all I do really want, like, I don't really need presents, I don't really need, you know, like, I would rather just be present with, you know, our little family, and, you know, just be together, rather than like exchange gifts or things like that. So, you know, I really like that together time, and just being around each other.
I appreciate that. I think that I value the small things in life so much. My husband and I, when we gift give to each other, is hysterical, because he's a really good gift giver, and the fact that he'll give something that, like, you would never get yourself, you know, just something so out of the box and so thoughtful. And me, I'm like, okay, socks, underwear, okay, you know, like, he likes this movie, maybe I'll give him that movie. You know, like, me personally, I'd rather get, like, 25 $5 items.
Right.
And he would rather spoil you with one magnificent item.
Uh-huh.
So we struggle with that at our house, because I do care about, you know, big fun things, but I mostly care about being with people that I love and experiences. I want to laugh with people, you know, I want to connect with them. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, same. I would say that's very similar for us too. I feel like my husband is much better gift giver than I am, because I'm always like, oh shoot, oh yeah, it's birthday, it's Christmas, it's, oh, I haven't gone to this, oh, I am that person that goes on, you know, the 22nd or 23rd of December, and, you know, like, gets the present then. I'm like, oh, I could have done this a lot sooner.
Yeah, yeah. Well, especially this year, you better be thinking, because
I know. Yes.
Yeah. We got a supply chain issue. So, you know.
Right.
Well, I think it's funny that you said that because the very first verse is, I don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I need. I don't care about presents underneath the tree. I just want you for my own more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. I love that.
Yeah. And that, you know, I really feel that's so true for me. Like I, like you said, experiences over, you know, like I love getting a gift, but I also love, you know, experiences. And my husband and I have often, our anniversary is in August. And so there's a food and wine festival in Kohler, usually in October. So, you know, it's like, let's go, you know, let's get a couple tickets for a couple of the events there. That's fine for a gift. Like, I don't need anything else. So our anniversary is also my birthday. And, you know, he's always like, well, do you want something for each? I'm like, no, like, let's just plan a day together and just hang out and do things and all that stuff. So,
yeah, I agree. I agree. The experience is more important to me than the gift itself, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, is there anything more that you want to say about this song, how it relates to your life? Any other memories that come to mind now that we're kind of chatting about it?
I don't think so. You know, those are the two like biggest memories that stand out for me, or just, you know, like being with family, just remembering how anxious I was to meet Maida before she was born. And just being with family is really kind of what that song really just reminds me of.
I love that. I've never brought it to a family perspective, so yeah, I'll definitely be listening to it a little bit different this holiday season.
Yeah.
And focusing on how she's really saying she doesn't want anything. She just wants him.
Right.
You know, so we can change that into whoever that is. If it's a baby that we're expecting, or a child that has moved away from home, or even just a spouse.
Right.
Wanting to be with them and celebrating the holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good perspective, Maggie. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yes, thank you so much. And listeners, I just hope that this episode was music to your ears.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it? You never know what rabbit holes we'll get to go down and explore. Were you reminded of anything or anyone? Share what it was with me in a review. Honestly, the reviews don't do me any favors other than knowing people like you are listening to this podcast. Insert cheesy wink. However, the ratings do help, so leave me 5 stars. You know you wanna. This podcast was produced by Virtual You, supporting you in all things podcasting. To connect or check me out on social media, I mean, I know you're just gonna stalk me. But see the show notes, as always, for details. Can't wait to dive into my next guest's memories with a beat. Hit subscribe now. You don't wanna miss the next episode.